The name is still a touchy subject in Orange County, just like their performance this year. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have their worst record in more than a decade, and a stadium shell game that'll take the team into the offseason. Next month, the Anaheim City Council is expected to vote on a $500 million development project around Angels Stadium, a plan that the embattled owner of the team, Marty Moreno, really doesn't like, leaving open the possibility of a move to another stadium, perhaps, in another Southland city. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What is the city council voting on, to be specific, next month?
So in August, the Anaheim Planning Commission, they gave their okay to a $500 million proposed development that would be right around Angel Stadium in that area that the city calls the Platinum Triangle. It would bring in condos, apartments, entertainment, shopping, you know, what a lot of cities try to do nowadays. So the city council is, they're going to vote on that. What was interesting about the August meeting, though, is that you had a lot of officials, team officials from the Angels going and saying, we are absolutely opposed to this. Please do not vote on it. And I guarantee you that's going to happen again when the city council meets in October.
All right. So why are they so opposed? Why is Artie Moreno so opposed to this idea? Because more development around the stadium, Gustavo, doesn't it bring in more money for the team?
It doesn't bring in more money to Artie. So what the reason that Artie and the Angels are so upset is because it basically takes away a plan that they've been proposing for years. So, and we've actually talked about it before, where Artie Moreno has been proposing for the past couple of years. He's saying, I need a new stadium and I have the perfect way to do it. If the city of Anaheim leases me land for a buck a year for God knows how many years, I'll be able to develop that and use that money to be able to build a new stadium. That proposal went nowhere because Anaheim Mayor Tom Tate says it's basically a giveaway of city property to benefit a private person, in this case, in Artie Moreno. Artie Moreno in the past has said, if I don't get a new stadium, I'm going to move somewhere because I need a new stadium. And this was the fairest way to fund my stadium, you know, besides me paying for it.
So is Moreno going to, if the city does vote for this, is he going to get up and leave? Is he going to go somewhere? Can he go to L.A.? Can he go to another city across the country?
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing. Most people in the city and most people, you know, most watchers in baseball say Moreno's not going anywhere. He's just bluffing his way. The city of Anaheim does not want the Angels to leave because they do bring in a lot of money. But I also think in this day and age that the era, at least in Orange County, the era of giving away hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies over. Now, on the other hand, you could go to Las Vegas. Let's just say Murrieta, just for the heck of it. Murrieta, people who just say, like, oh yeah, we'll give away all this money. Recently in Georgia, I think the Braves got a new stadium not through the city of Atlanta, but through, I think, the county, you know, giving hundreds of millions of dollars away. So there are still these areas that are willing to give public subsidies, and Moreno, I think, is more than happy to look into that.
Well, and speaking of public subsidies, I mean, that's what Artie Moreno wants. What about this $500 million Platinum Triangle deal? Is there any taxpayer money in that?
So really briefly on the Platinum Triangle, this is the area around Angel Stadium. For decades was all industrial. Then about last decade, around 2005, 2006, the city decided to start making it into more than just buildings. They wanted to make, you know, the entertainment, retail and all that, like a lot of stadiums. Think of the Gas Lamp District down in San Diego. But then the Great Recession hit and it's been, a lot of lots have been vacant for a decade. So the city desperately needs some sort of development. Here you have a private investor going in saying, this is the proposal that we're doing. About the most that you have right now so far in public subsidies is that the city is designating this area that the developer wants to do all their buildings on as part of a particular district in Anaheim that will allow them to have not subsidies, but just more allowances in terms of building things. And actually, the Angels are calling them out, calling the city out on that. They sent a letter to the city saying, we're not opposed to the idea necessarily, but they should be going through a full environmental review, which is not happening right now because you gave them, you know, sort of a slip to be able to do this.
Carte blanche, if you will.
Yeah, carte blanche, exactly.
All right, Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.